And the inspired Hebrew writer lifted up his inspired pen and he wrote these words. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every way to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, our Lord. I'm convinced today that God can take our lives and turn them into masterpieces. God can take all of the disconnected aspects of reality and weave them into an harmonious whole. If you have your personal copy this morning of the world's bestseller, I want to call your attention to the book of Deuteronomy. The chapter is number 8, and the verse is number 11. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse number 11. If you have that, say amen. Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God in not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes, which I command thee this day. Using that text, I want to talk for a little while from the subject. Don't forget about me. Don't forget about me. Time is moving with swift transition. Things are happening all around us. And as we move from thought to thought, through emotion to emotion, a lot of things are being processed, a lot of things are going through our minds. We might even be experiencing psychological overload. But there's a warning that Moses gave God's people. He said, now you're going to move to a new level of life. Things are really going to get good. But in the midst of your good times and your blessings, don't forget about the one who brought you where you are. It said that when times are good, people tend to party. When times are bad, people tend to ponder. But God is speaking to us today through Moses, and there is a relevancy about this thought today. Because people's agendas are so full, people are so busy today. A lot of people have the disease of TB. I don't mean tuberculosis. I mean too busy. And they so caught up in the process of living that many have forgotten about the one that we all simply cannot afford to forget. Amen. We have to understand this morning that God plays second fiddle to no one. God will either be in the first place in your life, in my life, or he will not be in our lives at all. Yes, it's true that God is a good God. Yes, it's true that God is everlasting. It's true that God is patient and his mercy endures unto all generations. It's true God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. But also, it is also true that God is a jealous God. He's a jealous God, and he will not give or share his glory with another. God warned the nation when he gave them the Ten Commandments. Now, I don't want you flirting with other gods. I don't want you winking your eye at other gods. I don't want you holding hands with other gods. I don't want you giving personal intimacy, praise, and adoration to other gods. I don't want you to build a graven image and bow down to them, because I am a jealous God, and I don't want you to forget me. A lot of things are going on in your life, and I know you have to move from this event to that event, but one thing we must be careful that we do not do, and that is we do not forget God. The me in this verse is God. God is saying, I don't care how full your agenda is, I don't want you to ever forget about me. Because I'm God, and I'm God all by myself. And God is still saying, whether we ever acknowledge it or admit it, without me, you can do nothing. Without me, you can't even wake up in the morning. Without me, you can't even get out of your chair. Without me, you can't drive down the freeway safely. Without me, you can do the, you can't negotiate and maneuver through life without me. So whatever you do, don't forget about me, because I'm God. I'm the source of your being. I'm the source of your blessing. I woke you up this morning. I'm the one that got your heart still beating. I'm the one got your lungs still working. I'm the one got the blood still circulating through your veins. I'm the one got the blood still running warm in your veins. I'm the one that give you a reasonable portion of health and strength. I'm the one that put food on your table. I'm the one that put clothes on your back. I'm the one that put shoes on your feet. I'm the one that get you off your sick bed. I'm the one that cheers you up when you're depressed and despondent. I'm the one that make the medicine work when you're sick and you're trying to get well. I'm the one that sent my son on a rescue mission. As Brother Clark prayed about, we're going to heaven, but we wouldn't be going if God hadn't sent him on a rescue mission to save us from a catastrophic situation. And so God is saying, don't forget about me. Now, remembering and forgetting are operations of the mind. So God is, I want you to see two ideas. Number one is, don't forget about me. That's the first point. And this last point is, Lord, remember me. You want God to remember you? If you want God to remember you, you got to remember him. God is not merely a 911 number. Is that all right? You don't just call God when you got an emergency. You call God when things are all right. Is that all right? God said, you pray to me when it's sunshine. Yeah, you can pray in the hurricane and tornado, but I want you to pray for me. Pray to me all the time. Don't you forget about me. Even though you're going through it, I'm there. You may not recognize it, but I've been carrying you all the time. Like the old pioneers used to preach and pray, they said, Lord, you kept us safe from our very existence into this world. The minute we were born, God began. No, let me back up. When you were in the womb, God was blessing you then. Is that all right? And molding and shaping. Isn't it amazing that theologians tell us that the eye is formed in total darkness? Yet when we are born, the eye becomes the instrument of light and sight. Isn't God wonderful? So Moses is challenging the people to now engage your mind. You got to use your mind to serve God. And so When the Son of God was asked the question, what is the greatest commandment in the Bible? He said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy mind, and all thy soul. So you have to love God with your mind. And you can't love him with a piece of it. You got to love him with all of it. And some people can't serve him because they don't love him with their mind. And if you don't love him with your mind, you never will love him with your strength. Hello? And you will never love him with your soul. So Jesus says, watch this now. God is calling us into the arena of service. And he says two things. Watch this. He says, love me. Because if you love him with your mind, you can't forget him. Folks, you love, you don't forget. Oh, I wish I had some help here. The folks you don't love are the ones you forget. Is that all right? In fact, I'm about to say something here. But Ryan, I might regret it. I'm about to say something here. In fact, when you love like you ought to, you don't forget birthdays. You don't forget anniversaries. Oh, I wish I had some help here. At least I thought the sisters would say amen. I didn't expect none of the brothers. But God says, love me with all your mind. Remembering and forgetting are operations of the mind. But watch this. But not only does God call my mind into the arena of service, he calls my body. He said, present your body a living sacrifice. Not just when you feel like it. Holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable. Now, but watch this. Romans, the second verse of Romans chapter 12 say, watch this. Your mind comes back into play. And be ye transformed. How? Let's put it this way. By loving God with all your mind. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. So God calls me into the arena of service. My body, a living sacrifice. My mind engage. God say, don't, when you begin to get blessed, when you begin to blow up, when you think you large and in charge, when your bank account got six figures on it. As Brother Ryan said, when you're blinged up. Oh, y'all ain't hearing this. When you think everything's all right, God says, don't forget about me. Don't forget about me. I know you're in school. I know you're away from home on your own. Now you got to decide whether you're going to go to church. Don't forget about me because you're off in school. Don't forget about me because you got a new job. Don't forget about me because you got a new baby. Oh, and don't forget about me because you on vacation. Oh, y'all didn't see that in coming, did you? I didn't even see it myself. Don't forget. Brother Clark prayed for the Holy Spirit. That was him right there. Don't forget about me. Now, God knows we need help. Can we say amen to that? The Lord knows we need help. So what God does, church, he gives us some things to help us to remember. Do you need help to remember? So he gives us, let me share with you some things God gives us to help us to remember. Number one, God gives us warnings. Warning, like we read in the text, Deuteronomy 8 and verse 11. Look at it again with me. But Moses gives a warning because he knew the nation needed help. Is that right? So he says, beware. Now, you can't beware if you are not aware. Is that all right? He says, beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God. Remember, God brought you where you are. Remember, whether you want to admit it, the job you hold right now, the prosperity you enjoy, God gave it to you. Is that all right? So don't you forget about me, Brother Hillary. Turn over to Luke 17, 32. So God says, don't forget about me. And he, and one way he does it, through warning. What is it? Luke 17, 32, sir, Brother Hillary, read it.
Remember Lot's wife.
Remember. Remember. Who should you remember? Whose wife?
Lot's wife.
Anybody know what happened to Lot's wife? Anybody know what happened to Lot's wife? Anybody know what happened to Lot's wife? What happened to Lot's wife? What happens to Lot's wife? She was living down in Sodom and Gomorrah. God destroyed the city because of homosexuality. I ain't scared to say that. He destroyed it because of homosexuality. And God told Lot and his family to get out and don't look back. But let me tell you something. But it had to be something in Sodom that had laid hold on Lot's wife's heart. She was leaving, but, and some people can't move on because they're leaving, but they keep looking back. Is that all right? Something you got to let go and move on. Something you got to let go and let God. Is that all right? And Lot's wife became a pillar of salt. So Jesus say, to help us, remember. Remember Lot's wife. Here's the second thing God gives us to help us. He gives us memorials. He gives us memorials. There's a holiday in this country called Memorial Day. And I'm afraid what's happening in this world, people have forgot about the significance of the holiday and just about barbecuing and having a good time. Oh, I wish I had some help here. They just fired up the grill. Is that right? It's Memorial Day, and Memorial Day is in remembrance of those brave men who laid down their lives for our freedom in this country. And some people never even think about what that's all about. All they want to know, are the ribs ready? Is that all right? All they want to know, is the chicken ready? All they want to know, is the homemade ice cream ready? Is that all right? And all they want to know are the grill hot dogs ready. You know, I love those myself personally. Want to know, are they ready? So when God delivered the nation from bondage, he set up a memorial called the Passover Observance. Every year, the nation was to remember the significance of what Passover meant. They had a Passover observance, a Passover feast, because God passed through Egypt one night. He killed the firstborn of all of the Egyptians. He killed the firstborn of even the beasts. But it's amazing, not one Israelite that was under the blood died. So for the rest of their lives, they were to remember and don't forget about what God has done for you. Moving to the New Testament. Christians in the New Testament church have a memorial. Every first day of the week, God says, don't forget about me. I need 1 Corinthians 11:24, Brother Hillary. So every first day of the week, we have to go back to Calvary. Is that right? Every first day of the week, we take the bread which represents his broken body. We take the cup which represents his, which represents the great price. We got to understand, it wasn't anybody just hanging on that cross. That was not a nobody hanging on that cross. That was the Son of the living God hanging on that cross. And every week he says, what does the verse say, Brother Hillary?
And when he had given thanks.
When he had given thanks.
He break it.
He break it.
And said.
And said.
Take.
Take.
Eat.
Eat.
This is my body.
This is my body.
Which is broken for you.
Read.
This do in remembrance.
This do. In what?
In remembrance of me.
In remembrance. What is he saying? Don't. So when you could be at church, now watch this. Y'all need to put your seatbelts on for this, because this is gonna be, we're gonna hit a little turbulence right here. I feel some turbulence coming on right here. So when you could be in church on the first day of the week and you're not there, because Moses said in Deuteronomy 8:11. Rabbi, I can get that damn in. Watch. I want you to see this connection. Y'all all right? This ain't going to hurt too bad. Come on. All right, watch what he says. Verse 11. Says what?
Beware that thou forget
Beware
not.
Beware that thou forget not.
The Lord thy God.
Lord thy God. How?
In keeping his commandments.
In, see, you forget God when you fail to keep his commandments. So, every week got a first day, right? What does every blood-bought Christian supposed to be on the first day of the week? In the Lord's house. Is that right? And Jesus Christ said, this do, so when I fail to assemble, on the first day of the week, to observe what he said, don't, he said, this do, what? In remembrance. Isn't he saying, don't forget about me? We would not have a service in the churches of Christ, and we did not observe the Lord's Supper. Because according to Acts 20 and verse 7, on the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread. Is that all right? He said, for as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show or declare the Lord's suffering or his death until he comes. And he says, do what? Do this. In what? In remembrance. Memorials. We have a weekly memorial and a weekly reminder. Amen. And God is saying to all of us, don't forget about me, what I've done for you. Is that all right? But not only do we have warnings, not only do we have memorials, we have questions to help us to remember. Brother Hero, let's go now to the book of Jeremiah. Oh, I'm going to get heavy with you now. Can I get heavy with you? Jeremiah chapter 2, verses 31 and 32. Now, this is going to be so striking. Now, I understand that Kim Kardashian, y'all all right? Tied the knot yesterday, Brother Hillary. I was trying to see some of the photos, but didn't have none of them on there. I was trying to find them. I couldn't find none. She popular sparks. And they was talking about the dress she had. Have you ever seen any beautiful wedding dresses? I'll tell you, when you think you've seen the ultimate dress, then there comes another one. And it's amazing that when, you know, the groomsmen come in, everybody just sit down. Everybody just sit down. But boy, when that bride comes in, everybody turning around. So let me ask you a question. Would it be shocking that if a bride came to her wedding ceremony and she got on a sweatshirt, blue jeans, and sneakers, coming down the aisle, toe up on the floor up. Y'all all right? And they say, here come the bride. I said, no, that couldn't be the bride. And she has forgotten her wedding dress on her wedding day. You think that would ever happen? Do you? Janice, you think that would ever happen? Janice, mm-mm. You know why it's not going to ever happen? Because she's going to keep her mind on that dress. Let's look at the text. Jeremiah 2, 31, 32. Say what, brother? Here, let's read it.
O generation. See ye the word of the Lord.
Hear ye the word of the Lord.
Have I been a wilderness unto Israel?
Read.
A land of darkness?
Uh-huh.
Wherefore say my people?
Watch this.
We are lords.
Uh-huh.
We will come no more unto thee.
Uh-huh.
Can a maid forget her ornament?
Can a maid? You think a bride on her wedding day going to forget her jewelry? Do you? Sister Million, you think she's going to forget her dress? What do you think? Think she'll forget her dress? Sister Faye, what you think? She'll forget her dress? I'm talking to Sister Milton and Sister Faye because they're wedding planners. And they'll make sure that wouldn't happen. So, girl, have you lost your mind? Can a maid forget her
ornaments.
Or a bride her attire. Attire.
Yet my people have forgotten
but
me.
But watch this. But God says, but yet my people have forgotten me. Would a bride forget her wedding dress? You ever seen it? No, Spock, she wouldn't forget her dress. No, Sparks, I'm trying to tell you, Sparks. Sparks, she ain't going to forget her dress, Sparks. Not on her wedding day. That ain't happening, Sparks. You agree with me? You agree. That ain't happening, Sparks. She not going to forget. But God says, read it, Brother Hillary.
Can a maid forget her ornaments?
Can a maid forget her ornaments?
Or a bride her attire?
Or a bride her attire? And that's her wedding dress. But yet what?
Yet my people have forgotten
but
me.
But yet my people have forgotten me. Days without number. Is that what he said?
Yes.
Days. God's still saying don't forget about me. Here's another thing he gives us. Warnings, he gives us memorials, he gives us questions. Hope you're writing these down. And he gives us challenges. Now I want to holler at all the young folks. All the young folk, God speaks to all of the hip hop generation. See, I can be a hip hop preacher. Did you know that? You may know all of the hip-hop songs. You may be down with rap. Lil Wayne and Jay-Z. Oh, y'all didn't know I knew that, did you? I got to be current and relevant, Hillary. You may know how to rap, but do you know how to pray? You can do all the rap, but can you pray? Let me take it deeper. But can you pray and get a prayer through? Huh? Was at the service the other day, young brother pull up, rap just jumping. Poop, 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 poop. Y'all didn't know I knew that, did you? Just jumping, Eddie. And he just bopping, 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 bopping. Rolling with it. And I raise a question. Can you rap, brother, but can you pray? And can you get a prayer through? Yeah, you may have on designer jeans and you may have gold necklaces around your neck, but do you have anything in your head? So God challenges the youth. I need Ecclesiastes 12:1, Brother Hillary, quickly. Ecclesiastes 12:1, quickly. What does it say? All the young folks, if you got a Bible, turn over. All the young folks, all the hip-hop generation, turn over to Ecclesiastes 12 and look at verse 1. Let's see what it says. You have it, Damien? You may read it.
Remember now thy creator.
Remember. Just because you're young, you don't forget God. You may think you ain't got time for God now. Who you think giving you time? Who you think waking you up? Who you think making it possible for you to be accepted in that school? Who you think making it possible to get the loan approved? Who you think making it possible to get the grant approved? God speaks to the young people. What does he say, Brother Hillary?
Remember now.
Remember creator. Now. That's an adverb of time in the present tense. Remember now what?
Thy creator. In the days of thy youth.
In the days of your youth.
While the evil days.
When all the temptation is dancing around you.
Nor the years draw nigh.
And you can say. And this word remember comes from a Hebrew word with a primitive root means, watch it, it means to mark off so as to recognize. It means to be mindful of. So even though you 16, 17, 18, 19, 20 on up, God speaks to you. And God says, don't forget about me. This is my final point, and I'm going to close. Lord, remember me. Can you say amen to that? Lord, remember me. The hymnologist said, I'm like a ship tossed and driven on an angry sea. When the storms of life are raging, Lord, remember me. You know, if we would just think about what God has done, God blesses us every day. How many can say this morning, I get a blessing every day? I get a blessing every day from the Lord. He doesn't miss a day. Every day of my life, God sends me a blessing. And when I sit out and count my blessings, Brother Weston, I name them one by one. It surprises me what God has done for me. Is that all right? When I think about it, what he's done, it says he left not himself without witness. When I look up into the sky, I see the moon, the stars. I see the blue sky. I know it didn't get there by itself. He hung the moon and stars on invisible hinges like exquisite chandeliers. Did it all by himself. Is that all right? When I think about the fact that every good gift and every perfect gift comes down from above, every blessing I ever got came from above. Is that all right? When I think about 1 Timothy 6:17, that he gives us richly all things to enjoy, Brother Milton, I get chills when I think about how good he's been to me. I think about folks are leaving this world, and for some reason I'm still here. I get chills in my body. When I think about his goodness, when I won't even obey him, when I'm disobedient and doing my thing, and I think about his goodness leads me to repentance. Oh, when I think about how wonderful he is, how could I ever forget him? Is that all right? Because God's sure enough been good to me. Amen. And I, you know, Brother Clark, it'll be a painful thing to be forgotten. You know, if folks forget you, that hurt, doesn't it? Y'all all right? You ever been left out? You ever been put out? You ever been locked out? Speaking of lockouts, we had a lockout in the NFL. Right now we got a lockout in the NBA. But the first lockout took place in the Garden of Eden. Is that all right? When God locked out Adam and Eve because they sinned. Is that all right? Well, I thought about it, Sister Milton. That was the first lockout. Is that all right? But I'm so glad God didn't lock me out. God brought me in, and God set my feet under the feasting table. Is that all right? And I can eat now in my Father's house, because Jesus said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, he said, I would have told you. But you know, it would be painful to be forgotten by people. Amen. Amen. You want to be remembered, don't you? And then isn't it just a wonderful thing when somebody just remembers you? When somebody just does something special for you, just say they're just so thoughtful. Doesn't that touch you? And doesn't it hurt you when somebody forgets you? It hurts. But the worst thing could ever happen to you, if God forgets you. Oh, yeah. But there are some things I want God to forget. Can you say amen to that? Let me show you what I want God to forget. Turn over to Hebrews 8 and verse 12. Then I want Hebrews 6 and verse 10. There are some things I want God to forget. There are some things I want God to remember. Can you say amen to that? There are some things I want God to forget. There are some things I want God to remember. Let's see what they are as we come to a conclusion. What does Hebrews 6:18 say? I mean, 8:12 say? What does it say?
For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness.
To their unrighteousness.
And their sins.
And their sins.
And their iniquities.
And their iniquities mean lawless deeds.
Will I remember no more?
God say, if some things about you, will I what? And let me tell you something. Whenever you confess a sin and you confess from your heart, that sin is gone forever. That sin will never come back to haunt you. That's the teaching of the Holy Bible. Is that all right? What does God say I will do? Their sins I will be merciful to their unrighteousness and what?
And their sins.
And their sins.
And their iniquities.
And their iniquities.
Will I remember no more?
Will I remember? And some stuff you do, folks never let you forget. Y'all better come on, go with me this morning. Is that right? Read it again. I don't think they heard it. Read it again.
For I will be merciful. To
I will be merciful
to their unrighteousness.
How many want God to forget your sins? You want Him to forget? He said, "I will be merciful to their unrighteousness and their."
And their sins,
that's transgressions,
and their iniquities,
lawless deeds, will I
remember, no,
remember
more.
No more. No more. Now watch this. There's something I want God to remember. Hebrews 6:10 says what? Watch this.
For God is not unrighteous to
God forget. Is, everybody have that passage? Everybody turn to that passage. I want you to see this. God is not, something you want God to forget? Is that something you want God to forget? Absolutely. My sins and iniquities. But let me tell you something. But if you're in sin and your sins on the book, He can't forget them until you get them forgiven. He's not going to forgive them or forget them without forgiving them. So if you've forsaken the assembly, you've sinned. That's on the book. Hello? And the only way to get it off the book, if you're a child of God, is to repent, confess, and pray. If you're an alien sinner, you got to hear the gospel, believe it, repent of your sins, confess Christ, and be baptized. And at that magical or blessed moment, the Lord washes away all your sins. Is that wonderful? And your sins and iniquities, He says, I will remember no more. That's why, listen, and I want to do this teaching, because for too long in the church, we've taught people that the judgment is going to be a stressful time for Christians. Not so. Y'all looking at me strange. I expect I'm going to have to get some Bible, Michael. Y'all ain't looking at me right. So before we read Hebrews 6, let's go to 1 John 4:17. I said, when God forgets your unrighteousness, well, He's merciful to your unrighteousness and your sins and iniquity, He what? Remembers no more. That never comes up against you again. That's gone. So you stop letting the devil make you worry about forgiving sins. If God forgiven you, why are you letting the devil beat you up with them? Oh, y'all ain't listening to me. You got to let it go. Now, when you stand before God in the judgment, you going to be scared? I mean, scared. Watch this. 1 John 4:17. Now, let me tell you something. If your sins and iniquity you hadn't been forgiven, you're going to be scared with good reason. Hello? What does it say? 1 John 4:17 says what? Read it.
Herein is our love made perfect.
Herein is our love made perfect.
That we may have boldness.
That we may have boldness. Where?
In the day of judgment.
In the day of. What you going to have in the day of judgment? What you going to have in the day of judgment? What you going to have in the day of judgment? Fear. Fear. Terror. Anxiety. Frustration. Boldness. Read it again, Brother Hillary.
Herein is our love,
is made, our love made perfect.
That we may have boldness.
That we may, and we may have what?
Boldness.
Where?
In the day of judgment.
Read.
Because as he is. So are we in this
so
world.
So are we where?
In this world.
In this world. There is therefore now no, Brother Clark prayed just right. we're on our way to heaven. You know why? We've been forgiven, Jackie. All your sins are gone. And if they're not gone, all you got to do is ask God to forgive you. And they will be gone. So you got to be out your mind. Hello. To be sitting in this service today. Don't know when your last day is. Know you got sins on the books. And won't ask the Lord to forgive you. A great gospel preacher by the name of Gus Nichols had a stroke. And Brother Nichols was on his way to the hospital. His wife, listen, I'm sure how wonderful this is. His wife was in the ambulance with him. And here's what Brother Nichols told his wife, Brother Milton. He said, I think I'm going to be all right. He said, but if I ain't, I'm still going to be all right. You knew why he knew he was going to be all right? Because his sins and his iniquities were forgiven. Now let me show you something as we conclude. Brother Hillary, Hebrews 6:10. Things I want God to remember.
For God is not unrighteous to forget.
God is not unrighteous
to forget.
To forget
your work.
Your work
and labor of love.
And listen, let me tell you something. Instead of you cutting back on your work in the church, you ought to be increasing it. All of us should have the spirit of Isaiah. Here am I. We ought to be saying, what can I do to make this church better? We ought not be saying, let somebody else do it. What can I do? Because God, read it again.
For God is not unrighteous.
God is not unrighteous.
To forget your work.
To forget.
Your work.
Your work.
And labor.
And so if all you can do is unlock the door for the saints of God, God ain't going to forget it. If all you can do is get a glass of cold water, God said, I ain't going to forget it. If all you can do is give somebody a track. If all you can do is pat somebody on the back. If all you can do is lift somebody up, God says, I ain't going to forget it. So watch this. So be ye therefore steadfast, unmovable. Sister Scott, I'm here for the duration. I plan on being in the church till the day I die. Is that all right? Be ye steadfast. What? Always getting better. For as much as you know, your labor in the Lord is not in vain, Rachel. You know why it's not in vain, Rachel? Because God is not going to forget. He's going to forget your sins and iniquities, but he's not going to forget your labor of love. Isn't he a good God? Isn't he a great God? I'm closing now. I'm going to my seat. But I'm glad God is a good God. Oh, Sparks, I'm glad God remembers. And I'm glad God forgets. Is that all right? Oh, I know, Sister Denson, he remembered Daniel in the lion's den. Yes, he remembered Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, Sam White, in the fiery furnace. Is that all right? He remembered Jonah in the whale's belly. Is that all right? And yes, he remembered Jesus in a lonely grave. Is that all right? And I know he's going to remember me. Is that all right? And that's why I said, Lord, when you come into your kingdom, please remember me. Is that all right? Oh, I tell you, man has done some wonderful things. And I remember that soulful singer called Marvin Gaye. And Marvin Gaye said, what's going on? What's going on? Is that all right? Well, I look around. Man has done a lot of marvelous things. It's a lot going on, but I can't afford to forget God. Is that all right? When I look around at man, man has built jet planes that climb into the sky on steel wings, swooping across continents and seas, putting chains in time. Is that all right? Man has built bridges that span the ocean. Man has built buildings that kiss the sky. Man has built automobiles that can outrun the antelope. Is that all right? Man has created wonder drugs that can extend our lives. Is that all right? But remember whose man's master is. And man's master is Almighty God. Is that all right? There is beyond the azure blue a God, don't forget him, y'all, concealed from human sight. He tent the skies with heavenly hue and framed the worlds with his great might. Is that all right? And sometime in the midst of all your schedule, you got to stop, be still, and know that I am God. Is that all right? Oh, I know you might be reading the newspaper, but you got to stop, be still, and know I'm God. Is that all right? You might have surprises and traumas, Hillary, but you got to stop, be still, and know that I'm a God. Is that all right? Because God is in a class all by himself. Is that all right? And God can do things for me. Oh, Sister Smith, how can I forget the one who died for me? How can I forget the one who woke me up this morning? Is that all right? How can I forget the one who died on the blood-drenched slopes of Calvary for me? I said, never, 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 ever. I don't care how busy you are. You got to take time for the Lord. You ought to serve the Lord with gladness, not sadness. Is that all right? I heard the psalmist say, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Come before his presence with singing. Serve the Lord with gladness. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Be thankful. Praise his name. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. And praise his name. Anybody want to praise his name? Isn't he worthy to be praised? You ready to bless him this morning? Stand on your feet. That's the message. Don't forget about me. Don't forget about me. And one way I can forget about him is not obey him. But one way I can remember him is just keep him on my mind. All the time, 24/7. Anybody here today forgotten God? Anybody want to say, Lord, I'm sorry. I want to make it right. Lord, I'm not a Christian, but I want to be one. If you want to be a Christian today, just come on down the aisle. We'll make that happen for you through the blood of Jesus. If you are a Christian and you need to be restored today, don't leave today. You came in your sins. Don't leave in your sins. Because if you leave in your sin, the devil wins. It ain't enough for you to just come to church like we do. Well, I went to church today. You need a relationship with the Lord. Is that right? And the only way you can have a relationship with the Lord is do it his way. And then when you do, you can say, I love to praise him. Oh, I love. I love to pray. Well, yeah, I love to pray. Oh, yeah. Oh, I love. You know that I love to praise his whole.